You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Looking like some clear skies, I finally opened up my eyes. Living in a lost time, the dawning of a brand new man. So much blood on our hands. King and queen of being lonely. Children of the empire see that we're all lost. It comes across walking in the labyrinth without love. How much can you take? And when are you gonna be okay? Gain control of what we made instead of being.
We want to be free. going? How are you?
I'm doing really great. I'm just at my home in Los Angeles and, you know, getting ready to hit the road again.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah, well, you have been doing so many shows recently. You played Coachella. How has all of that kind of been for you?
It's been amazing. Festivals are really different than club shows.
Yeah.
My club shows are so intimate and kind of dark and moody, but it's a chance to be a little more extroverted and loud and kind of outrageous.
I'd like to talk about the record, first of all, because it is such a gorgeous record. What was the beginning point for that project? What was the process of creating And in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow?
I think the lockdown was kind of like the first moment where I was like, okay, I got to write a record. I'm not going to be playing any shows.
Yeah.
and just kind of feeling like if my first record was kind of like sounding the alarm about how I felt our culture was going, this record is kind of like living amongst the blare of the alarm. Like the alarm is just going off full blast and what are we going to do? And for me, it was, you know, kind of go internal and go on this subterranean journey within myself and try to like, you know, kind of mine all the things that I had been running away from before. I think all of us were so caught up in like our respective rat wheels and just kind of chasing this goal. And the pandemic was like this truth serum where all these things were revealed that were just kind of bubbling under the surface.
I was going to ask about that internal kind of property of the work. The lyricism on this project feels very autobiographical. Would you say that is the case?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Do you think it kind of, I mean, you talked about the lockdown period. Do you think it marks a specific point in your life or is it kind of transferable across time for you? Can you kind of tap back into those feelings? Is it something that you can tap back into?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's always kind of like the same story over and over again, like starting from, you know, birth or something. It's like these themes are like, you know, reoccurring in our lives and, you know, there are subtle changes and nuances, but sometimes as you unfurl as a person, you kind of can trace roots of your own, you know, maladies or, you know, feelings back to really early childhood events.
And the album has been out for a couple of months now. What's it been like having people receive it? Do you find that tough or do you enjoy people engaging with your work? How does it feel to kind of share that part of yourself?
I feel really good about it because it makes me feel, you know, it's very vulnerable and almost embarrassing to come out with a record and just be like, you've been sitting on it. I said so many things that were so personal, but then to play the shows and have people come up to me and tell me about what they like about it or what resonates with them. Yeah, it makes me feel like, okay, it's good I made that decision to just be really honest.
Yeah, I think people like that honesty. I think it's something that we enjoy a bit of frankness. So
Yeah,
definitely. I think that the imagery for your work is always stunning. This one's definitely no exception. Who did you work with on that cover art and how did the original kind of vision come to fruition?
That is Neil Krug. He's a really brilliant photographer. He works with Lana Del Rey a lot. And we had just been talking about working together for a long time. And I kind of, you know, told him about the song Hearts Aglow. And I was like, I really would like to do something, you know, with a glowing heart. And he was just totally gung-ho and ready to go. And we spent, you know, a couple weeks kind of creating all these different atmospheres and the looks. And I just had that weird white wedding dress as a Halloween costume. But I showed him and we just thought like, oh, that'd be interesting. And to me, I was like, oh, it's so girly. It's so feminine. But then when we started taking pictures, I was like, well, this is really giving a very kind of mother vibe.
Yeah.
It was very, very in line with the glowing heart sentiment.
Amazing. I saw that you also have a gorgeous necklace that can accompany the record if fans feel so inclined. How did that idea kind of come about?
I was friends with Jay Hanna and I just loved her jewelry and I just always wanted to do something really nice. I've never done anything like that, like made a nice piece of merch that was made from nice materials that's like ethically sourced or whatever. And I don't know, I just thought it was a cool token because she made me one and I loved it and wore it so much that I was like, oh, this is a good sentiment for somebody that wants to feel like they're starting fresh. Because Moonstone is kind of like, it's a rebirth kind of redemption stone.
Cool, beautiful. Well, this is kind of a mean question because the album does sit so well all together. The whole record is kind of a narrative, it feels like, or at least that's how I interpreted it. But is there any kind of track in particular that you really think about when you think about the record?
You know, I love God Turn Me Into a Flower. Mm. I love It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody, and Hearts Aglow.
Yeah, It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody feels very, very pandemic-esque. I'm a big fan of that track. You are coming to Aotearoa very, very soon. What can we kind of expect from your upcoming shows? I've heard in the past that they've been obviously ethereal and grand. Last time you were in the country was in 2020, a few days before the borders shut, so it was a bit of a weird fever dream. What are the vibes going to be for this show? Do you have a band, or is it more paired back?
I have a band.
Cool.
And yeah, it's the opposite of paired back. It's
awesome.
Completely blown out.
Love it. Love to see it. Well, we are very excited to have you coming to Auckland. And yeah, thank you so much for having a chat with me.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Sitting at this party, wondering if anyone knows me, really sees who I am. Oh, it's been so long since I fell. Living in the